right, we're on the road again. Yep. Tip, tap, tip. Heading back to Calgary.
Back to our headquarters.
Headquarters in the mighty Calgary, Alberta.
How's it going?
Well, this is a great start. Welcome to Tip, Tap, Tip, Calgary's best podcast. Alberta's best podcast, possibly the world, but we'll just stick with Alberta for right now. Right?
I had no comment.
Rochelle, you really need to be a little bit more confident about our abilities as...
I cannot make any claims until I have actually heard other podcasts from Alberta or from Calgary, and I don't. I haven't listened to any, so I have no idea.
So what you do is you make claims first, and you see who comes out of the woodwork to dispute your claims.
No, that's a stupid way.
It's the best way. So we don't really... We're kind of doing this a bit freeform. We planned some stuff on the way up when we recorded some junk and stuff. But I think I'm going to start off with a little bit of would you rather. Because Rochelle asked some on the way up to Edmonton. I'm going to ask some on the way back. I figure it's just appropriate.
Yes.
All right. Would you rather have sex with Danny DeVito or the guy who plays Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones?
Which one is Tyrion Lannister?
The short one.
The midget.
Yes.
Midget.
Yeah.
Why?
Better looking face?
Better looking face, yeah. Better looking face. And, you know, Danny DeVito is just not very attractive at all. At all.
But he's funny. And that makes up for a lot of things. You could find the humor, you can connect on that level.
Funny does not mean fuckable.
I don't care what other people say.
But I'm a funny guy.
Yeah, but you're not ugly either.
Oh, well, thank you. So, on a scale of Danny DeVito to Brad Pitt, where do I stand? Where Brad Pitt is a 10 and Danny DeVito's hovering somewhere around 1 or 0. Where's Eric?
In my eyes, Eric, you are a 10.
A what?
You are a 10.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you are a 2. I was about to get into a bit of an art. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm Brad Pitt level in your eyes.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that your nose is nicer than Brad Pitt's nose.
My nose is big and beak-like.
No, your nose is like a perfect triangle. Like, if I was to make a puppet of you, I would just have to cut out a triangle, and that would be your nose. It's perfectly triangular. Brad Pitt's nose is a little bit snubby, like a pig's nose.
Okay, so good nose.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. All right. Well, are you going to be making a puppet of me anytime soon?
Nope. I just kind of thought about that.
Like a sock puppet.
No, I was thinking like a Muppets puppet.
Oh.
You know.
Like a Muppet puppet.
Yeah. Like from the Muppets.
Okay, what other features would this Muppet have?
Big, crazy eyebrows.
Oh, okay. All right.
And shit brown eyes.
My eyes are lovely, Rochelle.
And a bum chin.
Yes.
And a little tiny mouth.
A little bitty mouth?
You have a little bitty mouth.
A whittle, whittle mouth. Lane changing on the highway.
So we just witnessed a total asshole driver. This guy was crazy. He was trying to pass people, and then he was riding this person's ass, and then the person was braking in front of him. It was pretty entertaining at a distance. We were glad we were at a distance.
At a distance, the world is... Oh, is that how the song goes?
Yeah, Wind Beneath My Wings.
No, At a Distance is a song, too.
No.
That's a song.
No.
at
that's
it.
That's just how Wind Beneath My Wings starts.
No, it's a distinct song. Don't.
No. You're wrong. You're singing Wind Beneath My Wings.
No, it's a totally different thing.
No, you're the humming, the melody that you are doing is Wind Beneath My Wings.
I don't have the internet available with me.
I used to play it on the piano. I know what it is.
It's a totally different song.
No, it's not. You think you're so much smarter than
I am so much. I am so much smarter than you.
No, you're not. Not with everything. You don't know everything.
I know 99% of things.
No.
Well, you know what's going to happen now, right?
What? You're going to have to, like, bet me that you're smarter than me, and then you're going to Google it to prove how much smarter than me you are?
Pretty much.
Wow, you're so predictable.
So, if you are listening to this show and you hear some weird noises, that is our unofficial third party in this episode, Mr. Bo, who's hanging out in the back seat, just in his pajamas because he's going to be going straight to bed when we get home. All right. Okay, this is... I'm not sure what is going on here.
Well, there's cops.
All right, so I'll give a play-by-play. We see some cop lights going on across the highway. And it is... chasing some other dude, apparently. Okay, so we're slowing down. Slow. All right, we've almost come to a complete stop here. I'm gonna turn down the music here. Oh, okay, there's a... is this a fucking accident?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
There's an accident. Oh, no, I don't like seeing this stuff.
Okay, so it appears to be some sort of... like, oh, wow, like it went through the... through the ropes dividing the highway. It looks like everybody is okay. And, wow, holy shit.
Well, good thing those ropes are there, though, or else they would have went right into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Holy shit.
Yeah, those big wires which are dividing the road.
Those are strong. For those wires to make that car stop halfway in the ditch and then... center of the road.
Yeah.
Dividing the road. That's amazing.
Well,
I guess they probably test that out. That's why they put that shit there, right?
I would imagine that they tested it out on Muppets and puppies.
Puppies, yeah.
Well, they're not.
I thought it was monkeys that they tested things out on.
Whatever they tested out on, it is for our own good. So. So, anyways, what were we saying before this whole thing? Oh, yeah, I was introducing our third guest, who's sitting in the back, making a bunch of noise.
Bit of a fuss.
Being a bit fussy, because he's tired. And it is currently his bedtime, and we're not at home, in his bedroom, reading him stories and singing him songs. We're sorry, our bad. But
it was Easter today, that's the reason why. We were in Edmonton, we were enjoying... a large, lovely dinner of turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and beans and lemon meringue pie and cake and sorbet, like fresh-made sorbet. That machine that my aunt had to make this sorbet is awesome.
That is a piece of magic. I don't know where...
I don't know where she got it from, but you put frozen fruit into this machine and out comes... fresh fruit sorbet. Magic. It's magic.
The boy liked it.
I want one of those so bad, Eric.
We should ask her where she got one. We can make a sorbet every day.
Yeah, and you can make here's some fire trucks now. Is that what that is?
Yeah, there's fire trucks coming down to check the accident. So.
Did you know that the fire trucks or the firemen are the ones who clean up debris on the road from smashed cars?
Well, someone has to do it, right?
I didn't know. I didn't know who it was who actually did it. I thought it was just
like a janitor with a dustbin and going.
No, I thought it was the cops or I don't know.
Huh. Well, here comes another fire ambulance thing. Racing down the highway to the scene of the accident, of which no one... I don't think anybody was hurt, seriously, because there's three people standing outside the vehicle, so...
Yeah. Well, and, yeah, there wasn't any... There's nobody in the car, and it looked like the airbag went off, too.
Safety first.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, people are crazy drivers, especially when, you know, it's starting to get... What? Well, it's not. It's only 7:30. It's not that late.
It's not super late.
But, you know, people are getting tired and they just want to get home. And there's people going, like, I'm going 120, which is 10 over the speed limit. There's people passing me. They must be going, like, 140 or, you know?
Yeah, because clearly they're in a hurry and they need to shave a couple minutes off their time. Who? I don't know. I don't get it. You know, I can...
But it's also because these brand new cars that people are driving are... They make you feel like nothing can happen to you. You know, like, I drove my dad's new car, and it's like driving a robot.
Oh, yeah, because it has all that computer stuff in it, right?
Yeah. And so you have sensors. This is new to me. So you've got sensors all around your whole car. So if you... decide that you want to change lane and you signal and there's somebody in your blind spot, your car will flash at you. Your car will beep. It's crazy. You don't even have to look.
And it had like video cameras on like the mirror and stuff like that, so you can see as you're backing up.
Not on the mirror, on the dashboard. There's like a screen right on there and it shows the driveway behind you when you're pulling out. And if there's anything behind you, it will beep at you. It's like, you know, my dad or my sister was telling me, yeah, you don't even have to look. You just, you know, if it beeps, then you know. And I'm like, you know, my first reaction is, well, that is so lazy.
You're putting a lot of trust in a machine.
Yeah. You know, haven't they seen The Matrix?
Okay. How does this all tie into The Matrix?
Because the machines kill you in the end.
Like The Terminator.
Yeah. Like, there's lots of movies like that. You don't trust machines.
You only trust them so much. As you know, they always need to have, like, an off switch. And you always have to have convenient access to it. Because one of these days, they'll become a little bit too smart.
And they shouldn't... Machines should not be... You should not be relying on the machine when it comes to life and death situations, such as driving.
Yeah, like those Google cars that drive themselves.
I would never get into one of those. That is so scary. So scary.
Apparently they're really good at driving. Who knew?
No. We're going to become so fat and lazy because we're never ever going to have to do anything. You know, you don't even have to like turn your head to do a rear view mirror check. You don't even have to drive. You just sit there like a fat fuck and eat McDonald's. Well, you move. Well, your car moves you around. Like,
yeah.
That's so gross.
That's the future. That's the future.
Yeah, isn't that a kids' movie? Oh, that robot movie?
Yeah, it's Wall-E. Yeah, because it shows the people of the future and they're all...
Like,
and
super fat and strapped onto their chairs.
And they can't really move by themselves because they just sit in these chairs.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Yeah.
You have to come up with another would you
rather. Oh, yeah, okay. Would you rather get... this will be a variation of kind of what the one you... which you told me. Actually, it'll be the same question. Would you rather get smacked in the face or punched in the gut? Same question. You asked me this one. I'm asking you this one back.
I'm going to say smacked in the face because I don't like having a sore abdomen because then you can't lift things and you know that's where my organs are. I like my organs to work properly, and if I get slapped in the face, then I'll probably get a badass black eye and then I can look really cool.
Yeah, but if you get a black eye and people are gonna start looking at me like, are you okay, Rochelle? Is everything good at home? No, I tripped down the stairs. I ran into a cabinet.
And then you know what I'll do? I'll divorce you and then sue you for all of your everything that you're worth.
Tricks on you. Got nothing.
No, I think it's sometimes is. I don't know. I've never had a black eye before. Like, maybe it would be fun. I don't know.
I feel like I have had a black eye in my lifetime.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Well, my toe, like last year.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Like, no, like, yeah, like, not like a major bone, like an arm or a leg or nothing like that.
Yeah, see, I've always wanted to break an arm or a leg because I just, when I was younger, I thought it would be cool because that person gets all these people to draw on it and sign their names and stuff like that. And, you know, they just get so much attention. I was so jealous. But my bones are really strong, so, you know, it just never panned out that way.
Somebody wants to talk, so I'm going to stick the microphone in their face and see what they have to say. Okay. It's still recording. Yes, it's still recording. Okay, apparently you didn't want to... Oh, you want to talk when you're in the backseat.
Oh, someone threw their cigarette butt right in our car.
But as soon as Daddy puts a microphone in your face, oh, all of a sudden you have nothing to say, right? Nothing to say. Just chat from the back.
So, would you rather smoke a bong or smoke a doobie?
Oh, like, how would I rather smoke my marijuana?
Yeah. Hypothetically speaking, that you actually have any marijuana and that we actually do that and that, you know, sort of stuff.
For convenience sake, I would probably...
Because I'm asking you this because, you, like you said today, it's 420 day today.
It is. You hear it a lot, like, you know, people who like marijuana. It's a very big day for them. 420, I guess it's a thing. If I was to hypothetically be, you know, which would be my preferred way, I would just...
Or bake it into chocolate brownies.
I've never done that. Does that actually work?
Really? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it does. Well no. Because I'm not a big pot guy. I've never bought pot. You know, but I've been to a few parties where...
I bought it once. My friends bought it once when we were in high school. We pulled into a gas station to get filled up, and the guy who worked there was like, hey, ladies, would you like to purchase something? And he came up and he sold us weed. We thought it was weed, but honestly, I don't think it was because I didn't feel anything at all.
He sold you like oregano or something like
that? I think he did. Like...
You know, I think for convenience sake, I would probably just want to smoke it in, I guess, joint form rather than, because, you know, bongs, it's a lot of work. You have to carry them around with you.
It's smoother.
Is it? I don't. Yeah, I get.
No, I'm not. Like, just saying, if you had all these options laid out right in front of you, you know, like, not that you, you know, like, each one of them would be easily accessible or easily able to do. Which one would you do then?
I would. You know what? Again.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to
keep
worry.
Keep it simple. No bullshit. Just straight marijuana cigarette.
Each one of them is simple, Eric.
No, because bong, you need a piece of equipment.
That equipment is right in front of your face. You don't have to do anything to access this equipment.
What if I don't know how to work this equipment? It might be complicated. It might.
No, it's not. You put the water and the shit in one thing, and then you put the weed in the other thing, and then you light it.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
It's so easy. That's the way that I would pick, because the water makes it really, really smooth, and then you don't cough as much.
Okay. Again, simplicity's sake.
No, not that I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is what people tell you, right?
It's what people tell me. It's what I see on movies.
You watched a documentary about it once.
Yeah. Oh, I think Bo wants to talk again.
You want to talk again? Man, you're just Mr. Chatty. What's that? What's that in your face? It's a microphone.
Hello.
I can't let you grab it.
How are you doing today, Bo?
All right. Now he's not. Okay.
Did you eat lots of chocolate today for Easter?
Yes, I did.
I shoved it all in my face.
Put it all in my face. And had all the chocolate eggs. That's why I'm not going to... So I'm all hyped up on sugar.
Yep.
Yeah, we got some chocolate treats that we can look forward to when we get home.
They're all mine.
Oh, they're all yours, huh?
Yeah, my family just said that we have to share it just to be nice, but really because you're not actually related, they're not for you.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
This is the real rule?
Yeah.
Okay.
My aunt didn't tell you that?
Apparently I missed that part. Maybe I was too busy smoking bongs and stuff. I don't know. But what else?
My mom said, oh, no, never. I can't say that. Never mind.
Anyways, moving along. So, Easter, it's a thing. People got chocolate.
Easter Bunny ever come about? Like, who?
Yeah, okay. This is what I don't get. Okay, I don't... Christmas and Easter. Because there's the religious part of it. Jesus come back. All right, I get that part. Where does the bunny and the eggs and all of the chocolate stuff... Like, resurrection of Christ, Cadbury mini eggs.
I know. Like, how does that happen? Like, how did that... come about? I have no idea. Like, is that from a different culture?
I'm thinking.
Like, historically, is that something that people... I don't know.
I think it may have been, like, some pagan stuff that kind of got incorporated into this weird holiday. I'm all guessing here. I'm talking purely out my ass. I may be completely wrong.
Who knows?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You are Mr. Chatty. Let's turn on some music for a few minutes and then maybe we'll resume the show.
Always and staircases every day to climb to go up to my white wall. Thank you. with her arms around me tight. I see her all in my mind, and she'll always be there, my love. Don't care about time, and she'll always be there, my love. Don't care about time.
It is your rockin' Easter weekend on Z29, Red Deer's rockin'est classic rock station, 420, and stuff. Well, that worked out. During that break, I tried to placate the child. I figured, okay, maybe he's thirsty. I give him a juice box, which was lying on the back seat. He proceeds to squeeze the juice box, projecting juice via the straw all over his clean pajamas, of which we will need to change him out of, because he's got them all completely gross. Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
This is the spirit.
We should have brought the chocolate in the front of the car. What were we thinking?
Yeah, what were we thinking? I put it in the back.
You don't think at all about good stuff like that. You never think about that kind of stuff.
I guess not. So. Maybe that'll be our little reward of a snack.
You and your rewards. You're like, do you think that you're a dog or something?
It keeps me motivated. I do a good job at something, I get a reward. Right?
So you are a dog.
Well.
It's like, I completed a task. Treat for me. Right?
Pretty much, yeah. I do good things. I figure, why not? Right? What's wrong with that?
Because then you're treating yourself like a dog.
Call it what you will, Rochelle. I call it motivation.
Ruff.
Ruff. Ruff. I filled up the gas. Good. Chocolate bar, chocolate bar, chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store and got two items and remembered what they were. Chocolate bar. Okay,
you're like a dog with an addiction.
I did one thing really easy that any person with half a brain could do. Chocolate bar, chocolate bar, chocolate bar. You know what I sometimes do? If I'm going to get snacks, I'll reward myself with another snack for doing a good job at getting the snacks. It's totally true, because if I go to the 7-Eleven and I get a Slurpee, I'll reward myself with a pepperoni stick for doing a good job at making sure that the Slurpee was correct.
What?
Yes.
You do not make any sense.
It's true. It's totally true. I do this, I've done this on more than one occasion, and...
Go, asshole, now you can pass. Bye!
Fucking Dodge Dakota, 4x4. Big piece of shit, and going fast. And now we're getting behind y'all.
Well, I just don't appreciate it when people, you know, they start riding your ass. And, like, we're not going super slow. We're not. We're not going as slow as the people in the slow lane. You know? But this person, look, they're like way ahead.
Well, I guess they gotta do things really quick.
No, it was just a young guy.
Was he wearing a baseball hat?
I don't know.
Probably. It's funny, you know, like, as we pass cars, Rochelle and I like to play this game. Can we guess the type of person that's in the car based on the car that they're driving? Now, just if somebody was to play that game with us hurling down the highway in our PT Cruiser, they'd go, okay, well, here's a car full of really old people who want to be funky and cool.
No, I don't think so. I think PT Cruisers just have people in it who are like, who look artistic and funky and cool or something, right?
Whereas,
and we fit the I definitely fit the stereotype. Like, when people see me, I'm like, yeah, I do.
Okay, okay, this blue car, which we're about to pass.
Young girl.
Okay, and totally nailed it.
Yeah, see?
Young girl, blonde hair, sunglasses. If we do pass this vehicle on our right-hand side.
I say, like, middle-aged man, maybe possibly family as well.
Okay, it is a...
A Jeep.
Yeah, it's a Jeep SUV, and it is... No, it's a young dude. A young dude.
No, not that young.
Well, early 30s, I'm guessing.
That's middle-aged, Eric.
Okay, what kind of... What kind of...
Middle-aged is 30s.
No, it's
yes.
Not.
Okay. We are middle-aged.
Oh, man.
I know.
What's going on?
We are.
Young is like 20.
Ugh. What have I done with my life? Recording podcasts on a highway.
I know what you've done. You've done multiple tasks really well and eaten chocolate.
Yes. Good job, Eric.
You should go out and get a chocolate bar just because you do such a good job on the podcast.
Yes. Now you're thinking my language, right?
Addiction, man. You have an addiction.
I can stop anytime.
No, you can't. You cannot.
How long do you think those eggs are going to last in our house?
They'll probably be gone tonight.
You're right. You're totally right. Maybe tomorrow, but no longer than that. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I kind of doubt it. They'll be gone tonight.
Why? Because you have your eyes on those eggs too, or what?
Yeah, we have to share them.
Oh yeah, your silly rule. We're already in Airdrie, so we're almost home.
Good.
See, this is why I like podcasting on the road, because clickety click, barber trick. Next thing you know, you're almost home or to your destination.
Yeah, it goes pretty fast, and honestly, like, the only way to have a conversation with you is to put a microphone in front of your face. So
we had a very good conversation before we reached Red Deer.
Oh yeah, that is true. Yeah, yeah.
Stuff, but we talk. You we talk about things and stuff.
We never talk.
Oh, you're the. So you're.
Sometimes I try to make you act like a girl and have like a sleepover party where we talk for a really long time, and you just get mad at me.
Sleepover party, and we watch romantic comedies and cry over wine.
Yeah, why can't you do that? Just.
Because I'm not a fucking premenstrual woman, all right?
I don't care. I can pretend, and I watch your stupid movies with you, and I pretend, and I say, whoa, this is awesome stuff. Look at those big tits. Those are so cool. So you should watch romantic comedies with me and be like, whoa, so amazing.
No, I'd rather watch action movies with big boobs and explosions.
You know what I'm going to start watching? Soap operas. You know why?
Because you can.
No, you know why? Because our romance is dead.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
When was the last time you brought me flowers? Oh, wait.
Never.
Hey, I brought you a plant once.
A plant.
It's a plant. The flowers are a plant.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
So a bit and stuff.
Yeah, like years.
I'll get you a nice potted plant.
No, you need to romanticize me.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder if this car wants to pass me.
I can't tell, because he's only riding her ass super bad. Okay, Mr. Man. Will we let you pass? Are you going to let him pass or no?
There's a car right there passing.
Yeah. Okay, mister, we're almost home.
They don't even let you.
And this guy's going to cut in front of us, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Mr. Yeah, there he goes. What the fuck, people, man? Canadian Pacific. Wow, people are in such a hurry. Okay, we'll do one last would you rather.
Can you crack open a beverage, Pepsi for me?
Pepsi? Will do. Here's some audio stuff. All right, put it down by the front thing. Okay, one last would you rather. Would you rather, Rochelle? Walk. It's okay. It's. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, just move my teacup.
Okay, let me move that first, your teacup. Would you rather watch an action movie, a crappy action movie, with all your best girlfriends, or watch a romantic comedy of your choice alone with no one? All your best friends.
I'd rather watch like a really good romantic comedy by myself, because it's just watching a movie. Like, you know, it's not like you can have conversations while watching it.
Okay. All right. That was kind of a dumb question. I know I can do better
it
than that.
It is dumb because also my girlfriends would never want to watch a crappy action movie like
Rambo 2 and Rambo 3.
It just wouldn't happen. It never would happen. Nobody would want to do that.
Okie doke. Well, that being said, let's continue our rock ride. All right, this is Tip Tap Tip. Bye. My name is Eric. Go to our website, tiptaptip.com, for stuff.
Oh, the Red Deer radio station is breaking up.
Go to tiptaptip.com for all your podcast needs. Send us an email if you wish, info@tiptaptip.com. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Rock on!
Yeah.
Okay, enough of that. All right, bye.